Home ownership in Hawaii remains a good investment for those who can afford it, but as prices continue to creep higher, the dream gets farther away for low to moderate income residents. Sue Ann Lee is the president of the Honolulu Board of Realtors, and as we reviewed the board's latest figures on Oahu home sales, she cited a principal concern for local home buyers, a proposed change to federal tax law.
Right now, the House has proposed that the mortgage interest deduction be limited to $500,000 on your primary residence. And that affects a lot of people in Hawaii because most of our homes are, you know, the median sales price is $735,000 mm-hmm. for a single family house. And so they're not able to use the difference if they have a loan on the property. Mm-hmm. And the Senate is looking to keep it at $1 million, which is what we are preferring over the House version.
What difference is that? What's the effect on a home buyer, homeowner?
I've read somewhere where it may affect at least 30% of buyers, especially in our market.
Driving their prices up, driving their costs up?
Yes, and they're not, yes, affordability, mm-hmm. you know, because they won't be able to deduct the taxes or the interest on their taxes.
Are you lobbying against that, or realtors?
Yes, yes. We've done some calls for action to all our membership, and we've also forwarded it on to some of our clients so that they're aware of what's happening. And I think we've seen a lot of press locally regarding that.
So we don't know yet where that's going to end up.
No,
right?
We don't.
But that would have a negative impact on Hawaii.
Very much.
How would you characterize Hawaii's real estate market? Stable, volatile, somewhere in between?
I think it's pretty stable. Over time, we've seen steady increases on median sales prices.
Mm-hmm.
But we just don't have enough inventory, and that's our issue with the market.
We don't have enough inventory, therefore prices
continue to rise.
Continue
yeah.
to go up. What can change that? What will change that?
I think it's a concerted effort between the state, the city, and developers mm-hmm. in working together toward seeing more building.
Is that concerted effort underway?
We're trying. They realize, the government realizes there is a problem. And the developers really would like to build, mm-hmm. but there are their costs to build, and they're building into the future. So if you have great interest rates now and anything changes, the cost of building, construction changes, and then you'll see that it may not be feasible.
Does that lead to hesitation on the part of developers? Is that the reason they might hesitate to embark on a large-scale project?
Yes. In fact, Kaka'ako was built successfully because there was no infrastructure charges.
It was already there.
Yeah.
That's not true of other areas where people
Correct.
Might be building, right?
Right?
Well, whose responsibility is it to create the infrastructure? Does that get into a governmental area?
Yes, I would think it would be the government.
Mm-hmm.
We look at corridors such as Mo'ilili, Makali area, where there are a lot of low-rise apartment buildings. And you could see, well, we should have condominiums there, and we have a few just
yeah.
here and there. But the infrastructure is not there. The sewage capacity cannot handle it.
Is that true of a great many Honolulu neighborhoods, for example?
I would think so, because you see, there was a time when there were a lot of ohanas, and now, you know, as well as ADUs, the sewage.
What's an ADU?
Accessory dwelling unit, whereby you might be able to build another building project onto your property and use it for family.
Mm-hmm. An ohana dwelling.
Yeah, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. So absent that, I mean, that now you're talking about a kind of a social shift, aren't you?
Yes. You see, ADUs and ohanas are really for families.
Right.
But you know, we have a lot of homeless, and that is our problem right now. How do you build enough for our homeless people who choose to want to get into a place to rent or to buy? and it has to do with costs. And you know, when you talk about renters, the cost of renting keeps going up because the people who are buying, if they're buying for an investment property, as an investment property, they're going to try to get at least, they want to cover their costs.
They want the price to go up.
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes they want to reserve something for their family mm-hmm. in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when the kids go to the mainland, they go to school, they want to come back. But there's a place for them to come back to.
Well, when you talk about the difficulties of providing housing for the homeless, I mean, when I see the new construction that's going up near where we are now in Kaka'ako, that isn't going to house the homeless. That's not even going to house the middle class. Those are high rent, high priced dwellings, right?
But if you would check with the developers, you'll find that a lot of the units are being sold to Hawaii residents.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit difficult to tell because we go by tax address,
mm-hmm.
okay? But 80% or so are sold to local people. And then it becomes a step ladder, okay? So they will sell their house where they're currently living in to move to this new residence.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever buys their house is coming from someplace. So it's a stepladder effect.
So that's putting more people in homes.
Yeah.
But it's still, those new homes being bought are well north of $500,000, right?
Right.
That's a lot of money. I mean, that's you've got to be pretty well comfortably in the middle class to even think about something like that, don't you?
Well, the median sales price for condos has gone up to in the 400s right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's difficult.
What's the strongest growth area you see in, for instance, on Oahu?
I would say it would be the Ewa Beach area. You know, Ewa Beach, Makakilo.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we see a lot of new homes being built. However, and they're very affordable. But, you know, you see that this causes a problem as far as transportation, coming back into town,
yeah.
and staying on the freeway for an hour or so.
Mm-hmm. That adds a lot to the
quality of life.
The quality of life, yeah. Yeah.
So
as an investment, real estate remains a pretty good investment overall.
Yes, over time it does remain a good investment. I would say if you're willing to hold for 3 to 5 years.
You're going to make money?
You're fine, yeah. You'll make money or you'll have something for your children to come back to.
And yet in 3 or 5 years, we don't know what social changes, economic changes, there's so many things that can't be predicted over a period of time like that, right?
That's correct.
So what do you do about that?
We ask for help from the government, I think. You know, just we need more housing, and it's working together with city, state, people from our profession as realtors, builders. And what we're trying to do with the board is actually get these people together and have a discussion. What can we do to help?
When you say to legislators we need more housing, what is it that they can do to make that possible?
It's permitting. Allowing permitting, building on having infrastructure put into place, allowing it. It's budget. I mean, you know, the money comes from somewhere. So we have to realize as residents of Hawaii that the money comes from somewhere, and perhaps we all have to pay a little bit more. And that might be in property taxes. It could be sales tax, whatever it happens to be.
This still would seem to eliminate a great many people, that system. When you say we have to pay a little bit more, a lot of people are going to be saying, I don't have any more, right?
Correct.
Doesn't that marginalize a greater number of people as prices go up?
Probably so.
Sue Ann Lee is the president of the Honolulu Board of Realtors.